When Trump said he would drain the swamp, he was not lying. He is only in his second week of 208 weeks as president, and he is already dismantling all the crap that Joe Biden and Obama brought into the executive branch. So Trump announced four massive changes to the Department of Defense, and each one I think is absolutely incredible. I have a video of him announcing them. Here it is.
And in a little while, I'll be signing four new executive orders. First is that I'm directing our new Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, who's going to be great, by the way. Thank you for the support. Thank you very much for the support. You really did support him greatly. I think he's going to be fantastic. I know him very well. I think he's going to be fantastic. He's what we need. To immediately begin the construction of a state-of-the-art Iron Dome missile defense shield, which will be able to protect Americans. You know, we protect other countries, but we don't protect ourselves. And when Ronald Reagan wanted to do it many years ago, luckily we didn't. We didn't have the technology then. It was a concept, but we didn't. Now we have phenomenal technology. You see that with Israel. And next, to ensure that we have the most lethal fighting force in the world, we will get transgender ideology the hell out of our military. It's going to be gone. In addition, we will stop our service members from being indoctrinated with radical left ideologies such as critical race theory. We're going to stop it. It's already been stopped. It's already been halted, totally halted. And finally, we will offer full reinstatement to any service member who was expelled from the armed forces due to the COVID vaccine mandate. And we will restore them to their former rank with full pay.
So I want to go through all four of those and what they really mean and how big of a change this is. But first, understand this before I go into them. There is no sane American that doesn't want the four things that Trump just listed there. And that is why it is such a slam dunk for Trump and for Republicans, because this is just common sense stuff at this point. And obviously, it's a slam dunk in terms of really great policy and helping, you know, the America get back in line, that's for sure. But it's also just so good for Republicans and their election chances moving forward, because Republicans right now are proving that they are the party of common sense, which is what they advertised in the 2024 election. So going into each one of those and just what it really means. The first one, he talks about the Iron Dome around the United States. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I love the way he says it. Because what he says, if you listen closely, he says, we pay for others to have these things, but we don't even have them ourselves. And look, I think Israel is a really good ally. I'm glad that we've helped them with their Iron Dome. I think that there's some really good strategy in that. But for the US to not have what they already have, I think is a little bit ridiculous. It's not very America first. And so for Trump to do this, I think it's very smart, very good. And maybe this is the other funny thing. 10 years ago, if you'd asked me, do we need an Iron Dome over America? You know, I would have been like, I don't know, like, is that kind of a waste of time? But when you see a Chinese spy balloon fly over almost all of the continental United States without getting shot down, I'm a massive fan of this. Because imagine, it crosses through, I think it maybe went over Alaska a little bit and then crossed through Washington, or maybe it was Montana first. It should have barely crossed into Montana, and immediately our Iron Dome, or whatever you want to call it, should have shot that sucker down. And instead, we had people like Lloyd Austin, who was Biden's Secretary of Defense, who just let it go on through, and I think it made it pretty much all the way to the East Coast, which is ridiculous. So I think it's a fantastic idea. The second one is getting trans ideology out of the military. This one's pretty simple. I don't know why we ever had this in the military. I think almost every single American, if you look at America, like I've looked at the polling a lot for Americans, there's about 15 to 20% of America that is truly progressive, and it's very sad. And I'm sure they love, they'd call this DEI, they'd call it inclusion in the military. They can believe that. 80% at least, if not more, does not believe in this crap. And so it's just a slam dunk for Republicans. The third one, getting rid of woke teaching in the academies and in training like critical race theory, other things like that. This is a big one. This is actually really big. You would think it's very obvious not to have these things, but the reason why I think, I thought about this one a little bit more. The reason why I think this one's so important not to have, because I cannot think of something that kills morale more for troops than telling them that the United States is an evil country. Just thinking about that and what critical race theory teaches. So I don't think that should be anywhere near the military. I think it's fantastic that we're getting that one out. But finally, I think this is my favorite one. It is that those who didn't want to get the jab get to come back into the military. And I think the fact that this happened is insane. It's something I think a lot of us have forgotten about. I certainly have forgotten about it. Maybe you haven't. But Democrats wonder why the respect for our military operations has decreased. It's because of things like this. Do you think, you have to ask yourself, do you think our enemies care if their soldiers get vaccinated? I don't, because at the end of the day, they want the most ruthless fighters coming after our soldiers. And I think that we should have the best people to fight them. And what they want to do with their medical choices is up to them. Are they physically fit? Are they the best in the world? Then we want them. That's all I care about. So I suppose, yes, their medication does matter to a certain degree. But at the end of the day, I just want the very best. And I don't care if they don't want this and don't want that, as long as they're physically fit and they're the best at what they do. And I think not only is this a good change for our military going forward, but the reason why I like this one the most is because Trump is righting a wrong that was so egregious and so unjust. And so I think it's really fantastic that Trump is using his presidential executive authority to do something so good. I want to take a moment to talk about a company that's making a real difference, Prison Fit. Prison Fit is a groundbreaking program developed by prisoners designed to support incarcerated and recently released individuals through bodyweight exercises, nutrition, mindset coaching, and reentry training. It's a comprehensive approach that includes workout and cooking books, clothing, accessories, and even employment training to help people successfully transition back into society. They're currently running a Kickstarter campaign to fund 2 exercise books, expand their website, and support their in-prison small business course. This course has already helped hundreds of inmates gain the skills and tools they need to succeed after prison. Helping people re-enter society and make meaningful changes in their lives is something I'm very passionate about. So please join me and head over to the link in my description and check out Prison Fit today. Trump gets 208 weeks in office, and if the next 207 are anything like this last week, it's going to be so awesome. Yes, there's going to be left-wing shenanigans. There's going to be the media saying outright lies about Trump the whole time. That will all happen. But regardless, I think the next 4 years are going to be very exciting. But with all of that said, I've always told you guys, I'm going to be honest with you, even though I'm very conservative, I'm very pro-Trump, with that honesty, I want Trump to succeed. And so at the same time, that means that I have to be honest sometimes with my critiques towards him. And I do have an issue right now with his first week. It's probably my only issue. I would give him an A-, but this is the one thing that's holding him off from an A+. And it's that I have an issue with him signing executive order after executive order. And it's really for 2 reasons. I'll tell you why. The first is that I believe in the Constitution. I don't think our founding fathers ever intended presidents to be using executive orders like this. They preferred the legislature to do things like this. And that brings me to the second point. And that one's, I care a lot about it, but at some point, if the left is going to do it, you kind of have to do it too. I understand all that. The second one is even more important to me though. And it's because, and this is, and the reason why it's so important to me, by the way, the second issue, or the second reason why this is an issue, is because I care so much about destroying the left. And it's that Trump is having to make all these executive orders in order to essentially undo what Biden has done. Fair enough, right? He came into office, he had to sign about 200 executive orders. All that is fair. And most of those are just undoing Biden's. But if that's true, doesn't that mean that the next Democrat president can just do all the exact same things that Trump just did to Biden? And so this is my worry. This is my biggest problem with his executive orders. I'm scared that he's going to have a fantastic 4 years, that we're all going to be happy. We will make America great again. It's going to be fantastic. And maybe even J.D. Vance comes in, or Ron DeSantis. We have another 4 to 8 fantastic years, and it's a golden age, as Trump has described. Fantastic. But guys, I'm a young dude. I got 60 years left on this earth, at least, hopefully. And so I don't want it to be 4 years and done. And this is my biggest critique of Trump so far. And it's only been 1 week, to his credit, so maybe he's got a longer strategy. If that's true, fantastic, and I'll admit it openly. But he needs to focus on long-lasting change in this country and not just cementing 4 awesome years. And what long-lasting change requires in the United States is legislation, not executive orders, because a new president can get rid of an executive order all they want, but they cannot get rid of legislation. You can't get rid of a law just like that. And so Trump, here's the thing too. This critique of Trump is not bad news. It's actually very good news because, as it turns out, Trump has a unified government right now. Republicans have control of the Senate and of Congress. And so the time to act and legislate is right now, because in 2026, we may lose Congress. We're not going to lose the Senate, but we may lose Congress to the Democrats. In fact, historically, that's very likely. I hope it doesn't happen. It might not happen, but we should prepare for the worst. And it would suck if Trump couldn't legislate anything or didn't focus on it in these first 2 years when he has the majorities that he needs in order to get things done. So that's my biggest critique. The short-term executive orders are good, but only if he's planning on getting Congress to pass some laws to make them more permanent. This tax season, file with QuickTax America because they're doing all federal returns for only $69. Yes, only $69, no matter how complicated your taxes are. Also, they do all the work for you. You simply answer a few questions, you upload your documents, and you schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional, and they do all the rest. There's no hidden fees. They're not like the woke companies that are going to charge you an arm and a leg, and then you have to spend 4 hours doing all the work yourself. Again, it's only $69, no matter how complicated your taxes are. They do all the work. Go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com, or you can go to the link in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.